The Public News Service Daily Newscast, March 27, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. First, we head to Georgia, where there's no rest for voting rights groups in this non-election year. At the same time, another batch of voting restrictions proposed by a group of Republican legislators is on hold, at least for now.
Advocates are on alert for the possible return of Senate Bill 221, which would make registering to vote in Georgia even more challenging. Albany Voters Coalition's Delinda Bryant says recent events have amplified the need for their efforts.
There's never off year. People are turning 18 every year. I think it needs to start early, getting people accustomed, getting used to getting out and exercising their rights.
Supporters for more voting restrictions argue they're needed for additional accuracy, despite the extra roadblocks to access. Shantia Hudson reporting.
Now from ABC News, a series of twisters touched down Sunday in Georgia, two described by the National Weather Service as large and extremely dangerous. That is, President Biden approved disaster relief for storm-battered Mississippi, where at least 25 people were left dead in the wake of a powerful tornado outbreak. ABC reports residents of Macon, Georgia suburbs were advised Sunday to take cover now. With fewer than 60 days now remaining until the May the 16th mayoral primary election, a new survey by AARP Pennsylvania shows what key issues voters over the age of 50 are thinking about.
Bill Johnston Walsh, state director of AARP Pennsylvania, says Philadelphia voters over 50 are a historically large voting bloc. In the 2019 primary, 61% voted. He adds, before voters cast their ballots, they want to be heard by the candidates.
They're concerned about safety. They're concerned about the crime rate. They're concerned about housing, transportation. These are key issues that are impacting them on their day-to-day life, and they need to be able to have the new mayor really focus in on these issues.
Johnston Walsh says the survey reached 826 voters who reported they disapprove of the job the current mayor and city council are doing. He notes AARP has over 300,000 members in Philadelphia, and they are reminding them where, when, and how to vote in the upcoming primary. For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Other important voter issues include lower utility costs, property tax relief, affordable health care, as well as walkable neighborhoods and better transportation options. This is Public News Service. The EPA is in the process of finalizing a new rule to improve air quality in the USA. The proposal will lower the amount of fine particle pollution that's allowed in the air.
Fine particles, sometimes called soot, pose a danger as they can be inhaled deep into the lungs and cause serious health problems, including premature death from heart and lung disease. Sources of fine particle pollution include vehicle exhaust, power plant emissions, and other industrial processes. While neighborhoods that are close to industrial areas may have higher concentrations of fine particulate matter in the air, air quality monitoring has not been mandated in such communities as of now. Leah Kelly, a senior attorney with the nonprofit Environmental Integrity Project, says that's about to change.
The proposed rule also establishes a monitoring requirement for the first time so that air quality data can be captured in some of these communities. They're referred to as at-risk communities in the regulation, but I think that that's a particularly helpful piece of the rule.
The EPA is taking public comments on the new standard through Tuesday. Brett Pivato reporting.
Labor leaders, as well as various industries, celebrated the 85th anniversary of a federal law that laid the groundwork for registered apprenticeship programs.
Apprenticeships are positions where workers can earn while they learn, meaning they can master specific skills while on the job. The Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies has issued a new report that says structural barriers still limit success for black workers through these programs. The center's Justin Nally says it starts with enrollment.
Black apprentices only make up 9% of registered apprenticeship programs, but we're 12% of the workforce.
There are also gaps for black workers in completing these programs, and the ones that do are often excluded from higher wage jobs. And Nally says data collection is an issue, with many programs not including race in their reporting. I'm Mike Moen.
And finally, from our Eric Tegedoff, Idaho students aren't letting their right to vote with a school ID go down without a fight.
Earlier this month, state lawmakers passed legislation that prohibits the use of student IDs as a valid form of identification when voting. Bay Vote and March for Our Lives Idaho have since filed a suit challenging the law. Matt Gordon is representing the groups and says this is a direct attack on Idaho students' ability to vote.
When you remove a form of identification that students have and that they can show at the polls when voting, that does make it harder for some students to vote, particularly students for whom that is the only form of acceptable identification that they might have to show at the polls.
Gordon notes this legislation comes at a time when youth voter registration has surged. Lawmakers who supported the bill say it's needed to counter voter fraud.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for starting a week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's some great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.